Blackstone Audio presents Long Black Curl, a novel of the Tufa by Alex Bledsoe. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. When they lay my body in the green, green grass, I will whisper quiet secrets to the animals that pass about the times I swore I was never coming back, but I lied. Josiah Leeming, Appalachia. Chapter 1. February 3, 1958. The small airplane, a Piper Comanche, soared above the Cumberland Plateau and approached the Appalachian Mountains. The moon was full and cast its glow on the clouds and snowy landscape below, but the three passengers did not notice. They were cold and cramped in the small passenger cabin, but elated from adrenaline and anticipation. The youngest of them was Guy Berry, in one of the two bucket seats. He was only 17, a lanky, bespectacled kid from Texas, so he was totally unused to this sort of weather. He drew his knees up to his chin and tried to wrap his coat around them. The oldest was P.J. Large Sarge Sargent. In his 40s, he was one of those irrepressible types who smiled no matter what. He looked on the other two as little brothers, offering advice and surreptitious sips from his flask when no one else was looking. They, in turn, adored him like a favorite uncle. The biggest by far was Byron Harley. Billed as the hillbilly Hercules, he had to fold his 6'4" frame into the plane almost like a contortionist. He wasn't tall and skinny, but thickly muscled from a childhood of hard manual labor. He sat on the bench seat along the back cabin wall.